people who sit at the table on Christmas seem normal enough? What about your uncle, your aunt, that weird second cousin who always gives you terrible gifts? How well do you really know these people? How would you feel if you found out your own family could possibly be a murderer? Hey everyone, welcome to Family Affairs, a new podcast hosted by me, Carrie White. Today we're going to look into the disappearance of Melissa Brady Sloan, who happened to be my Uncle John's first wife. As we explore this case, I want you to picture your family. What are they hiding from you? And do you really want to know? Melissa Maureen Brady was born on the 4th of July in 1970. Brady is a native of Louisville, Kentucky, where my mom moved with her twin sister and older brother when she was 12. Brady graduated from Bardstown High School in Bardstown, Kentucky, and in 1988, she graduated from Spencerian College, now Sullivan University, both in Louisville. Brady worked as a nurse in a hospital when she met my uncle, a former career Special Forces member of the Army, then working as a security guard at the same hospital. It really was a whirlwind romance, dating for a few months before marrying in 1993 and moving to Orlando, Florida about 6 months later. My Uncle John is the son of Lawrence Sloan and Willow Sloan. Willow and Larry divorced, and he married my grandmother Ann in 1982. John was 15 at the time, and my mom was 12. She tells me that John explored with drugs during high school, and he had a bad reputation. John eventually joined the military and the Special Forces of the Army. He was involved in the Gulf War and Operation Desert Storm until he was injured during a training exercise and discharged. After this, their paths just collided. A quick wedding, a drastic move to Florida, a brand new shift in life for two young people crazy in love. Who knew what kind of dramatic end it would come to? Knows exactly when Melissa went missing, but she was last seen on the 1st of May 1994 when she went to a street fair with her friends. The next day, she was seen withdrawing $20 from an ATM security camera. Melissa was working at the Orlando Regional Hospital at the time of her disappearance, but here is where things start getting crazy. There is a lot of trouble in paradise. She was set to testify in 10 days against John for beating her up earlier that spring. Melissa had moved back in with her family in Louisville, but had decided to come back to Orlando shortly before her disappearance, hoping it would work out. That was probably the biggest mistake of her life. She called her parents every day, and when she stopped calling, her family became concerned. Her mom finally called on May 7th, 6 days after her disappearance, to ask about Melissa. John casually answered the phone, just saying, "She'll call you when she's ready," to which Melissa's family responded by filing a police report. Let's take a quick breather, guys, and process everything that we just heard. Welcome back, guys. Let's go ahead and get back to the story. So now Melissa is officially reported missing. The family files a police report, and the cops show up to the Sloan residence. This is what gives me chills. None of her stuff is there. No clothes, no shoes, nothing personal. Only an old bathrobe hanging on the door, her beloved cat, and her car. John tells police that she left him for another man who he didn't know, and she moved out. I'm sure you're thinking what I'm thinking, what the police are thinking, and what her family is thinking. Who leaves their cat behind? Her cat, who her mother claims she loved like her own child. Exactly. It's fishy, to say the least. And the car? Who runs off with another man and doesn't take your car with you? I would certainly not leave the car at my abusive husband's house when I leave him for someone else. It just doesn't make sense. Since her disappearance, her social security number, credit card, bank account, driver's license, or nursing license haven't been used. They analyzed her car and found no evidence, but they found minor traces of blood inside the house. As of the latest article, they have her DNA, but have not compared it to the blood found in her vehicle. Immediately, John was made a suspect. After the initial search of his house and his statement, he has refused to cooperate with police. Soon, her case became cold. 8 months after her disappearance, he divorced her and moved to Bellingham, Washington, where he married again. I couldn't find any information on his second wife online. My mom told me that she died of an overdose in a hotel very soon after they got married. I can't help but feel like this is also extremely suspicious. John is now married again to his third wife, Jennifer. I won't share the names of his three kids because they are my cousins who I love and I want to respect their privacy. Their dad killed someone, not them. Melissa's family was a lot harder to find out more about. Tragically, later that year, Melissa's dad, Frank, was murdered by escaped convicts. The man who murdered Frank Brady, Michael Dale St. Clair, was already on death row for at least 10 other murders when he escaped from prison. No new evidence has been found in her case since her disappearance. No one in our family will talk, and her family has since shut down her missing persons website. This story breaks my heart for her family, and honestly for mine. This dark secret has haunted us, everyone knowing the truth, but no one has any evidence. Thoughts are all over the place. I love my Uncle John. I honestly do. I love his kids and I wish that I saw them more. But I do believe that he murdered her. The circumstances are too perfect for me to believe otherwise. I know John can be extremely controlling, and I know he isn't the most gentle and patient person in the world. However, besides the evidence at hand, and my own personal opinion, I have no conclusive proof that John murdered Melissa. All I can do is hope that justice will be served, even if that is difficult for my entire family and difficult for his kids. My mom and I talked over coffees the other night about Melissa. My mom has never met her, never even considered that someone she might be living with could kill her. It's so crazy to me how life works. So there we have it. What do you guys think? Leave your thoughts on Apple Podcast. And maybe, when you have the time, dust off that old family photo of your parents and their friends and their family. And stop to think, do I know these people?